good herb Shabbos. The title of our lecture, Bezer Hashem, is to discuss a little bit about Shabbos Kodesh. Baruch Hashem, these seminars, Yarchei Kala, I think it's number 39 plus. We don't say the real age. And I participated in all of them, Bezer Hashem. And I have a traditional drasha about Shabbos Kodesh, which I repeat and repeat and enjoy and re-enjoy. The theme is not my own. I add, I subtract, and I will l'kvod hatzibur bezer Hashem review the drasha, most of it, and l'kvod those who had heard it, I will try to, in the second half, put in several pointers of halacha l'maisa and how Shabbos Kodesh is very especially important for us in this present generation. Probably of all Zmanei Kodesh, we have a Pesach, we have a Shavuos, we have a Sukkot, we have a Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur. And it's mamish paradoxal. It's mamish a paradox. Shabbos Kodesh, while it is Beirachtei mikol hayomim, V'kidashtei mikol hazmanim, when Shabbos Kodesh is of all Zmanei Kodesh most, not only most Kodesh, the holiest day that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but most important and most essential of all Zmanei Kodesh and of all mitzvahs, Chazal tell us Shokul Shabbos Keneged Kol HaTorah Kulo. While on one hand Shabbos Kodesh is essentially the most important of all mitzvahs, Jewish people have an expression on someone who is within the realms of Yiddishkeit, we call a Shema Shabbos. You walk down the street, you'll see a sign, a Shema Shabbos. A Shema Shabbos barbershop. Shema Shabbos means someone who is within the embrace of Judaism. A Mechal Shabbos is an expression of someone who is really out, and we pray that he should come back. But in his present situation, he has many halachas of Ka'akum Lechol Dover. While Shabbos is the most essential of all mitzvahs, while Shabbos is me'ein ha-brachos, it is the fountain of all brachos. On the same time, probably the most least utilized, the most least understood mitzvah that we have of Zmanei Kodesh is Shabbos. Most of us don't know what to do with Shabbos. We have Hilchos Shabbos. We know on Shabbos that you cannot open the light, you cannot drive. We know Hilchos Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, all of us sitting here know Shabbos. We have an appreciation for Shabbos, we have a Shabbos dish, we get dressed for Shabbos, Shabbos. But really to derive greatness, depth, understanding, advancement in our avodah through Shabbos, it is something which we don't find. You walk into a yeshiva on Shavuos, you see it's kocht, it's burning. Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. A yeshiva bachur, you see how they're excited 3 days before Shavuos, sometimes weeks before Shavuos, and the day of Shavuos comes, and you walk over to a bachur, and he's concentrated, and he's busy, and you can't talk to him. It's Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Great days in Jewish life. While Shabbos actually has in itself more capacity, more greatness, more holiness, and more ways, simple, feasible ways to reach greatness and to reach closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uveirachtoi mikol hayomim, vikidashtoi mikol hazmanim. And for some reason, Shabbos is left unattended, not understood, not appreciated, not utilized. And it's chaval. They say in Hebrew it's chaval. It's a pity. Probably the most essential reason is because we don't understand Shabbos. Shabbos is a secret. Chazal tell us way in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana toiva yeshli bebeis genozai. I have a very special present in my hidden treasures. V'Shabbos Shmo. And her name is Shabbos. And it goes on a pasuk, Re'u ki Hashem nosa lachem es Shabbos. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jewish people that Hashem gave you a Shabbos. There was a very special message that Hashem sent to us. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have a Shabbos. And Chazal tell us, why was this special message? Milsud avidu legluyei. Something which in the end, in other words, when the Torah came and Hashem gave us a Shabbos, why was there a preface to tell us, I am about to give you a Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Neshoma yisrael le'avidu legluyei. There is something very extra in Shabbos, which is a secret, it's a mystery. And Hashem had to send a special message to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us, I am giving you a Shabbos Kodesh. And here Chazal are hinting to us that there's a secret to Shabbos. There's a mystery in Shabbos. There is something very specially hidden about Shabbos. And Chazal call it the base Genozai. It's like a diamond, it's like a treasure. It's like a crown or something very special that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show it to any people. It's something that which is hidden, and Hashem showed it to the Jewish people. This is my beautiful Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is not appreciated, not understood by most of us. And let us today, based on Hashem, try to put a few words of explanations of several points of Shabbos and try to come to a little halacha l'maisa, how to appreciate and to utilize Shabbos Kodesh. Now, the theme that I try to introduce, the theme itself is not my own. It probably has Mokar and Chazal. I myself heard it on a cassette from Harav Avigdor Miller. Whoever wants to hear the cassette, it's number 106. Beautiful cassette on Shabbos Kodesh. And the theme that he introduces is that Shabbos Kodesh is a Beis HaMikdash. We find, halacha lemaise, this year, Chazal tell us that Tisha B'Av shechol liyos b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, oichlim bosar v'shoysim yayin umala al shulchonoi kese'udas shloima b'shaitoi. Now Tisha B'Av, we have to realize, is a moment of light in Jewish life. It's a moment of truth that we see the truth that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst, without the Shechina within us, our true position is of Avelus. We are sitting on the floor and Mizgodel Ba'ofer. We are turning over in the sand and we have no life without HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us. And all of a sudden Shabbos Kodesh comes and we get up and oichlim bosor v'shoysin yayin umala al shulchonoi kisu'udas shloimoi b'shaitoi. And the question is, where's our Beis HaMikdash? And if you live in Yerushalayim and you walk to the old city and you see the Kodesh Maravi, the Churban is still there. And the answer is, we have a Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is a Beis HaMikdash. Because what is Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is a place of Ashrayas HaShechina. Beis HaMikdash, when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, it is in simple definition, simple language of Chazal HaKadoshim, It is called the house of Hashem. The place where the Shekhinah HaKadosh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within the Jewish people. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos Kodesh is a Beis HaMikdash. When Shabbos Kodesh comes in, we say, Ufrois Oleinu Sukkas Shloimecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces us with a canopy, with a sukkah of holiness, a sukkah of shalom. It's a Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos Kodesh is a Beis HaMikdash. And that is why all the halachas of Shabbos, the 39 malachis which create Shabbos, we all know that the Gemara learns it, Parshas Vayakel, Loma Nismucha Shabbos Lebinyan HaMishkan. Just like everything that was a malacha, the Mishkan was built with 39 malachas, and this is what creates Shabbos. And therefore we'll find every beauty, every expression of holiness that was very special in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll find in Shabbos. The first beautiful part of the Beis HaMikdash was Lo Manikra Shmo Levonoi. Chazal tell us that Beis HaMikdash was called Lebanon Levonoin. It whitened, it purified, it brought forgiveness, it brought mechila to the various of Am Yisrael. And the pasuk says Tzedek Yolim Bo. And Chazal tell us Tomid Shel Shachar. Every morning the sacrifice of the Shachar of the morning Hayimachapir on the averus of the night. The Tomet Shel Ben Harbayim Hayimachaper on the various of the day. Beis HaMikdash, the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash was Lechaper on our sins. And the same thing when Shabbos Kodesh comes. Chazal tell us, when a person comes home from Shul, and takes a cup of wine, and he says, Vayechulu HaShemayim V'Horetz V'Chol Tzvom. And he gives witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of all worlds. Chazal tell us, Shtei Boyim Shtei Malachi HaShoreis. Come, two angels come with him, and they put their hands on his head, and they say, "V'sar avaynecho v'chatoscha techupa." If you went into the embrace of kedusha, into the Beis HaMikdash, into the embrace of Shabbos Kodesh, the first thing you experience is "V'sar avaynecho mechilos avaynes." In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim had very special Big Day Kohuna. We know that Big Day Kohuna, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot, had each in his own exclusive begodim. The same thing when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, we have our big day Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a menorah, we have the Shabbos candles. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shulchan, we have the Shabbos table. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah of rechitas yadayim v'raglayim. When you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen, it's a mitzvah that he should wash his hands and feet. The same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. There's a mitzvah to be wash yourself before Shabbos. Chayiv Odom, Leuchas Atzmoy, Ponam Vyodav Aragloi Becham and Lefnei Shabbos. I'll just put in one more emphasis, beautiful emphasis of the Shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Achilas Korbonos. In the Beis HaMikdash, we ate Kodeshim. In other words, when there was sacrifices, it was Korbonos. So, parts of the meat of the Korbonos were eaten either by the Koyanim. Chazal tell us, Koyanim Oichlim Ubailim Eskapim. This was a very great act of Kedusha, the eating of the Korbonos. And if it was a Korban Shlamim, it was eaten by the Bailim itself, by the owner of the Korban, by the one who brought the korban. And the Gemara says, in Kiddushin, we know the Gemara says, HaMekadesh Bechelkoi. If the Kohen, who received a portion of Basar Kodesh, and he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, we know that in order to marry, to Mekadesh and a woman, you don't have to have a ring, it doesn't have to be a ring. It could be anything that should have value, but it has to be your own possession. It has to belong to you, it has to belong to the chosn. So the Gemara says, if a kohen will take the piece of basar kodesh and go over to his kala and say Haref Mukudeshesli, the Basar Zekitas Moshe V'Yisrael, the Gemara says she's not Mekudeshes. The Kedushin is possible. Why? Because this piece of meat can never become his possession. And the language of the Gemara is Mishulchan Gevoah Kozochi. When you ate in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't that it was a part of the Korban which Hashem gave you as a present. Hashem invited you in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's dwelling. And Hashem invited you to eat on His table. Mishulchan Gevoah Kozochi. So therefore, la halacha, the meat of the Beis HaMikdash, the meat of Korbanos, will not be the possession. It won't be the moment of the Kohen, because Mishulchan Gevoah Kozochi. And this is one of the beautiful insights of Beis HaMikdash, that even when we were given the Beis HaMikdash to eat Basar Kodesh, actually we were eating on Hashem's table. And when we come to Shabbos Kodesh, we cannot say that the piece of meat that we eat on Shabbos is not ours, not our possession. But on the other hand, we come to Shabbos, a little Shabbos, and we see Baruch Hashem is spread on the table. We see fish, and we see salads, and we see meat, and we see kompot, we see everything beautiful in our house. Actually, who paid for all this? Who paid for it? Whose table are we eating? And Chazal tell us, Kol mezaynosav shel adam ketzuv eslav. All a person's mezaynos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated for the year, how much a person will earn. Mi Rosh Hashanah le Rosh Hashanah. Every time when Rosh Hashanah comes and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes how much a person is designated to earn through the year. And Rashi says it means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated for you a certain amount of parnasa, and you splurge, you decide you want a new car, you go into debt. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates for every person, and he has to live within this realm. Chutz mihoitzoyes Shabbos vahoitzoyes Yom Tov uschar bonav Talmud Torah. Besides what he spends for Shabbos and Yom Tov, the audience will excuse me for a moment. If I put in parentheses, there's a Tosfos. The Tosfos says also Chutz mi Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting Tosfos. And parenthesis. Rosh Chodesh has this halacha like Shabbos. Chutz mi Shabbos vayitzoyes Yom Tov uschar bonav Talmud Torah. She impochais poichsin loy v'imoisif moisifin loy. That if a person spends less, then he'll get less. And Chazal tell us on Shabbos Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lova alive ani pareya. Go to the market and splurge. And it's a very interesting Chazal. Chazal tell us that there's such a thing called Bali Amona. People who have trust in Hashem. And there's a Rashi says, Bali Amona, how could you prove your trust? It comes on Erev Shabbos. Or it comes to supporting your children, giving tuition. Chazal tell us that this is a moment of trust in Hashem. Go to the market, even though that things are hard, and splurge. Lova alai. Lend amai chesh vani pareya. I should add that the Mishneh Berurah brings the halacha that you can't splurge too much. In other words, if it'll bring you to gezel, if it'll bring you to do averis, if it's within the realms of your possibility of your natural outlook. But hashkofa wise, lova alive ani pareya. And I have an appreciation when it comes to schar bon of the Talmud Torah. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay for our malam? Chazal tell us if your child is a little shvach in cheder, and koshkin if he's strong in cheder, bring him a side tutor and let him learn another blat gemara, give him help, and as much as you spend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's a my cheshbon. And I have appreciation, it's simple. Because Chazal tell us, shaloish shutum yesh ba'odom. A person has three partners. There are three partners in the creation of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oviv, the Imoy. Oviv, the Gemara says, gives him his bones. His mother gives him the blood, the hair. Each one gives its part. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the neshama. So I say it's simple. The father gives the bones. So when Yankel needs a little suit, so who's the one who pays for it? Tati pays for it. It's Tati's bones, you gotta pay, you gotta clothe him. And when Yankel needs bread, needs a glass of milk, who pays for it? Mommy pays for it, because it's her blood, and she's the one who pays for it. When Yankel needs Torah, who pays for it? Who gave him the neshama? Hashem. Hashem's neshama, he gotta pay for it. And Hashem pays for it. Tati pays his part, mommy pays her part, and Hashem pays her part. Because if the neshama is Hashem's, so Chazal tell us, you go ahead and get yourself a tutor, and Hashem says, I'll pay for it. And same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem says, really, when Shabbos Kodesh comes, you're invited to my home. It's a Beis HaMikdash. Your clothes are big day kahuna. And the clothes also, who pays for it? It's part of a Tzoyah Shabbos. Who paid for the big day kahuna? The Kohen didn't come with the big day kahuna. It was part of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem pays for the Shabbos clothes. Hashem pays for the Shabbos Seuda. Because we're on Hashem's table. Shabbos is Mishulchan Gevoya Kazach. That's why when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, you know, we try Shabbos table to make a Shabbos dish, make it as exciting and as Kodesh. But when we're a guest in someone's house, that Hilchos Derech Eretz says, if you're a guest, so be a mensch. On Shabbos we're guests. Shabbos is not our home. Shabbos Kodesh embraces us at Beis HaMikdash. We eat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. We dress HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for it in a very special way. Shabbos Kodesh is a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, every beauty and every greatness and every insight of Shabbos Kodesh is Beis HaMikdash. Now, I'd like to add today, Be'ezer Hashem, several words of a little depth. What is the appreciation that Shabbos Kodesh is Beis HaMikdash? And what does it mean to us, Halacha L'maaseh? What do we do on Shabbos? This is something which bothers many of us many times. What to do on Shabbos? And sometimes it's a big problem. In the winter, it's not such a big problem. You fall asleep, you sleep for 16 hours. Nishkeferlach, but when it comes to summer, you have an afternoon of 7-8 hours. Sometimes you've got meshuggah, the kids book make you meshuggah. You don't know what to do. What's tutman of Shabbos? What's the avoider of Shabbos? Now, I'd like to introduce a machshava of Shabbos Kodesh, which I think we should have an appreciation for. One of the paradoxes of Shabbos, really, as we had mentioned, is on one side, Shabbos is the greatest and the most beautiful of all days. On the other side, as we had mentioned, and we don't have to mention, many of us realize it and feel it and are bothered by it, Shabbos is sometimes the emptiest of all days. Sometimes the emptiest of all days. What actually is Shabbos? Now, every day of Kedusha that we have, every day of Kedusha that we have through the year, and let us enumerate them. We have a Rosh Hashanah, we have a Yom Kippur, we have a Pesach, we have a Shavuos, we have a Sukkot, we have a Chanukah, we have a Purim. Every day of Kedusha through the year, besides Shabbos, have a very special mitzvah, which is very specially for this day. Whether it's on Pesach that we eat matzah, on Shavuos, we'll put aside for a moment, there's a special mitzvah for Shavuos. On Sukkot, we have a Sukkot, Lulav and Esrig. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar. On Yom Kippur, we fast, we do tshuva, the special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Hanukkah, we light candles. On Purim, we hear the Megillah. Every day of Kedusha has a motor, has a generator that generates the Kedusha. Rosh Hashanah, we have the Shofar that generates the Kedusha. Now, there's another point. Every Kedusha you'll find in the Torah is man-created. When it comes to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it was created by Yeshua ben Nun. It was created by Ezra HaSofer. Kedusha Rishonah, Kitchul HaShayda, Kitchul HaSedlovi. Let's not go into halachic aspects of this. Beit HaMikdash was created by Shmuel HaNovi, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. When it comes to a Pesach, a Shavuos, and a Sukkos, we have a Kiddush HaChodesh. Very interesting, there's a Ritzvah. Very, very interesting. It's a Shita, which is, it's a Chiddush in Halacha. The Ritzvah, there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says that they once made a Gzera on Yom Kippur. There's a whole Gemara. So the Ritzvah says that the Goyim made a Gzera, that the Jews shouldn't keep Yom Kippur. What did the Chachma Yisrael do in that generation, that year? When it came to Rish Chodesh, they were not Mekadosh to Chodesh. They didn't say Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh. And since they didn't create the Kedusha of Rish Chodesh, on that year there was no Yom Kippur, there was no Rosh Hashanah, there was no Sukkot. In other words, the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, is a Kedusha which is created by Am Yisrael, created by my men. Every Kedusha that you'll find in the Torah, we have to participate, we have to create. There is one Kedusha, which is created by Hashem Himself, which we have no participation in, which is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos was created by Hashem way in the beginning of creation. Zecher L'Maase Bereishis, way in the beginning of Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, there was a vast difference between Shabbos and all Kedushas. Now, I'm going to introduce a point, and I will ask the audience to put their mind. I'm saying something which is appreciation, which I learned from the Torah. It's not my own appreciation. And it's something very deep. Shabbos, what is the essence of Shabbos? What actually is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Shabbos is, I'm going to put it not the right language. Shabbos is nothing. What do you mean nothing? What do I mean? I mean like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Harei Ata Kel Mistater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden within the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu engulfs himself with a choshech, with an onon. People walk in the street and don't see the truth of the world. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Don't you see? Who hung this up? Well, some kind of a porter. You have who put this light bulb? Everyone understands you have a bulb, you see. Someone fixed it in. And who created the sun? And who created the moon? Who created our eyes? Our brain, which is more complex than all the computers in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself within a cloud. We call it Apikursus, stupidity, whatever it is. Shabbos is a window, that's all it is. Shabbos is a window to see the absolute truth of Hashem Yisbarach. Now, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur actually are days of capacity. Pesach is a mitzvah. It's a generator. It brings you greatness. Pesach is called Zman Cheiroseinu. Pesach, when you eat matzah, the matzah is called Namod Asvosa. It's a medicine. It heals your heart. It heals your understanding. Shavuos is a day that it generates Torah. Rosh Hashanah, the Shefer, Rosh Hashanah is an explosion. Let's not go into particulars of every day because the time doesn't allow it. Shabbos, what is the essence of Shabbos? Shabbos has no essence. Shabbos is a window. It gives you the possibility to see the truth. What is Beis HaMikdash? What is a home? What is a home? What is a bayis? What's the difference between a home or food? You have a couple. You have Reuven and Rachel. Let's talk about a couple. Now they eat food. What does the food do? The food, they digest the food. It generates oxygen. It generates heat. It gives them health. It enables them to continue life. What does the home do for Reuven and Rachel? The home doesn't do anything. It just enables them to get together, to know each other. The home doesn't generate anything. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, these are like, it's like food. When Rosh Hashanah comes, it generates with us Yirah Shamayim. Yom Kippur comes, generates holiness. Sukkot comes, generates Simcha, Dveikus. Shabbos is a bias. It enables us to come in contact with Hashem Yisbarach. Now listen how beautiful this is. If you eat food, the nature of the food, it brings health into your blood. When you walk into the home doesn't do anything for you. We should know it, but sometimes you could have a couple that could live in the house together for years. And every time they just see each other, he turns his face to this wall and she turns her face to this wall. The house doesn't do anything for us. We could live in Shabbos. Many of us enjoyed hundreds of Shabbosim. We live in one home with Hashem Yisbarach and never realized who is our mate? Who is with us in this wonderful unity called Shabbos? A person could walk into the Beis HaMikdash. A person could walk into the Beis HaMikdash and see nothing. A person could live in the Beis HaMikdash and see nothing. Titus walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Amon Amoyev walked into the Beis HaMikdash and they walked into the Kodesh Kodashim and they saw the Kruvim hugging each other, which is an expression of the greatest love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And when the Kohen God walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he prepared himself for a week of holiness, of greatness. And with trembling, he trembled his Ramach Ivarim and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash and he saw Kedusha. The Ammonites walked into the Beis HaMikdash, they saw nothing. I'll stop with a little joke. There was once a guy went into a yeshiva. He happened to walk in and he looks in the Beis Medrash and he sees a janitor, another guy, Schwarz, and he says, "What's going on here? What are they screaming about? What are they fighting about?" So the guy says, "You know, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't really know. I'm working here 30 years and every day they scream and they fight and I never saw them giving a punch. They never beat up each other. A Shvatz walks into the base HaMedrash. What does he see? But a Jew like one of sitting here, you walk into the base HaMedrash. You see Kedusha. You could cut the Kedusha with your hands. Could you imagine a guy walking into a shul by Ne'ila? By Ne'ila? I always, when it comes to Ne'ila, I always try to imagine. Imagine a Shvatz walking in here. What does he see? He sees 150 maniacs going like this, sweating buckets, excuse the smelling, going crazy, screaming, oh man, you hey! So if he'd be a nice kid, walk over and says, excuse me, are you in pain? And the answer is, you're blind. Don't you see the Kedusha? It's Ne'ila. It's Ne'ila. The same is true with Shabbos. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash. Those who don't appreciate what's going on in Shabbos, including many of us, we have a Shabbos Breishis and a Shabbos Noach and a Lech Lecha and a Chayisura and a Toldes and a Matas, Matas Masei, Shabbos after Shabbos and Shabbos after Shabbos, and it never occurs to us what an embrace of Kedusha we go through, and without appreciating it, without utilizing it, and without taking it, its greatness and its depth and its beauty. Because that's what Shabbos is. It comes in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is like food. Rosh Hashanah is like, it's not a home. Rosh Hashanah is, the shofar blows. It breaks out, it explodes our lave. It comes in Yom Kippur, it comes in Pesach, it comes in Shavuos. It comes in Hanukkah, the Hanukkah candles put light into the Jewish people. Shabbos is a bias. Shabbos is a home. That's all Shabbos is. It's a Beis HaMikdash. So on one hand, Shabbos is the epitome of Kedusha. If you have the appreciation that you are in the home of Hashem, and that's why Shabbos is endlessly described in the Jewish language as a chasana. Bo'ichala, 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 there's a bride. You're creating a home. You're creating an attachment with Hashem Yisbarach, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Shabbos is the only mitzvah that needs privacy. The Rambam says, a goy that wants to put on tefillin, imagine. A guy says, I want to put on tefillin. And you say, why do you want to put on tefillin? The Rambam says, to get schar. To earn a reward. And the Rambam says, give him his tefillin. He's allowed to put on tefillin. And he'll get schar. Not the same schar as a Jew. Because we know, God ha-metzuvah v'oysa, mish'ein ha-metzuvah v'oysa. But a guy actually has is according to Jewish halacha, even without gerus, if he converts, he becomes a full-fledged Jew, just like any one of us, just a little more beautiful. But if he wants, as a goy, he could put on tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah and matzah and their Chanukah and Megillah, every mitzvah, besides Shabbos. Shabbos, Chazal tell us, Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa. And the Medrash says, why is Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa a goy that keeps Shabbos according to Jewish law to be put to death? And Chazal tell us why. And Chazal tell us, Moshal Lemelech Umatzinusa. It's like the king and the queen that were sitting together, and someone comes and interrupts. Shabbos is private. The Shabbos is a greatness that needs privacy. No goy could walk into Shabbos. No goy could walk into Shabbos. And we say it every Shabbos morning, V'lo yinusato Yashem elokeinu l'goy ha'arotzoi. V'lo yinchaltoi malkeinu l'zei pesilim. V'gabe minuchosa lo yishkenu ha'areilim. Kil Yisrael amcho nusato be'ahavo. Shabbos is a love. Shabbos is a kiss. Shabbos is an attachment between the Jew and Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore Shabbos needs privacy. A goy can't walk into Shabbos. And therefore you could keep Shabbos, Shabbos after Shabbos, if you don't. And Hashem says, "Ooh, ki Hashem nasa lechem asa Shabbos." And that's why Hashem told us. Hashem said, "Look, I'll give you a shofar. Eventually, you'll know what shofar is. I'll give you matzah. Then you'll eat the matzah, you'll feel matzah. But you should know, Shabbos, you can be a religious Jew. You can keep Shabbos after Shabbos. And you'll never know the beauty of Shabbos." And Hashem tells us, "Ru'u ki Hashem nosal lechem esa Shabbos. I'm telling you a very special message. Realize that there is a Shabbos. And realize that this day of Shabbos, you can derive a closeness, a dveikus, a love, an embracement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That no other time can you come anywhere close to this. Ubeirachta mikol hayom v'kidashta mikol hazmane." And here the question is what to do and how do we reach this embracement? And the answer is, in my humble opinion, with two negative acts and appreciations. First of all, to know that there's a Shabbos. Yet the first thing is Re'u ki Hashem nosal lechem esa Shabbos, to believe in Shabbos. If you don't know that it's Shabbos, if you don't know that it's Shabbos, so then you just, I don't know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to use too simple mishalim. If the chosen doesn't know the kal is there, if the kal doesn't know the chosen is there, then it's a garnish health. The first thing is Ru'u ki Hashem nosal lechem esa Shabbos. Have the appreciation and believe that this is a day that can be utilized for greatness, for appreciation, and for closeness to Hashem other any other time. Believe that there was a Shabbos. And second of all, what to do if I know there's a Shabbos? And the answer is privacy. Keep Shabbos private with you and Hashem. In other words, what is the mitzvah of Shabbos in Shulchan Aruch? Actually, as we had mentioned, every Yom Tov has a mitzvah. Shabbos has one mitzvah and a lav. The mitzvah of Shabbos, as we had mentioned, is Zochar V'Siyem HaShabbos. That's all. Remember that it's Shabbos. The lav of Shabbos is not to desecrate the Shabbos, not to destroy the Shabbos. The word Shabbos means shovas. Now let me say it very simply. We live in a world. Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, Osa Malachta, he did work. Ubayam Hashvi'i Shovas. What does that mean? Hashem rested. Does it mean Hashem was tired? Chas v'sholem. Even a human being, if he says a hey, he doesn't get tired. Chazal tell us Hashem Yisbarach created the world by saying a hey. He said a yud and a hey. The hey, Hashem's hey, created the whole world, all the creation, all the universe. And the yud was created the world to come. And we say it in Hagdomas. B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. Hashem uttered a hey, and came a world. So, I'm using a little too simple language. I mean, if one of us would say a hey, we wouldn't become tired, wouldn't have to rest up for a day for 24 hours. So Hashem had to rest 24 hours because he said a hey.
What does it mean, shavas?
Shavas does not mean, does not actually mean to rest. Menucha, it's not, time does not explain what menucha is. But shvisa does not mean to rest. Shvisa, my English is weak, I don't know the correct word for it. Shvisa means, Hashem, shavas means he stopped. In other words, like this. 6 days, Hashem created a world. The first day he created a heaven and earth. The second day he made a partition between the water. The third day Hashem created all the grass, all the trees. The fourth day the sun, the moon. The fifth day the fish, the birds. And finally the sixth day the animals and the humans. Now these 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually was busy with mundane physical creations. On the seventh day, Hashem returned Kaviyachol to his greatness. That's what Shavas means. Hashem stopped creating the world. A 6 day we live in a world. We get up in the morning, we daven, but davening is the kiddusha of our world. We have to live. If you have to go to business, you have to bring parnasa. I mean, we're going to get it from you. You're going to take it yourself. Of course, Hashem has to help you. Then we go out to work, and we earn a living. 6 days we create our world. On Shabbos Kodesh, we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos stopped his creation and returned to his greatness, Kaviyochel, that's what we do on 6 days. Now let me put it in very simple language. And here is where I started off. That perhaps Shabbos is most important in our generation than any other time. We live in a world that the world that we live in, actually, we are very, how should I say it, involved and concentrated, everything's going on, especially in our modern generation. Previous generations, a person lived in a world. He got up in the morning, he went out to the fields. How big was his world? How great was his world? How deep was his world? How interesting was his world? The cows, the chickens. It wasn't so hard for him to become disattached from his world. And now, a modern generation, we live in a world. A person gets up in the morning, on Sunday morning, or even on Monday morning, opens up a newspaper. He embraces a world. Here you have a whole section of New York Times of science, a whole section of New York Times of real estate, a whole section of New York Times of comics, a whole section of New York Times of, I don't want to mention it. You live a world, and you're involved in a world, and you're busy with a world. Shabbos is Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in 6 days. When it came to Shabbos, His Allah, the Yoshev HaKisei Kevodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, today, I'm not here. Today, I return to my greatness. Our job on Shabbos is the same thing. We don't have to do anything on Shabbos. Just disattach ourselves from the world, from our interests, from our business, from our hobbies, and live with Hashem. Live in privacy with Hashem. And that's why, what's the halacha of Shabbos? Halacha of Shabbos is, don't plow. Why? Because plow is a creation. Don't create the world. Don't plow. Don't put seeds. Don't build. Don't write. What? Yes. What? Yes. Zochar Hashem Shabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Can I use a mushel? Sherev Brochus. What's the mitzvah of Sherev Brochus? Achos and Kala. Don't do melacha. Just be together. Just be together. On Shabbos Kodesh, be with Hashem. How? By sitting in privacy with Hashem. Zochar Esayim HaShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Shomer Esayim HaShabbos. Be careful not to ruin the beauty of Shabbos. What to do? What to do is, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't have other interests besides Kedusha. Live in Hashem's house. Eat off His table. When you get dressed, realize that it's Big Day Kahuna. All through the week, when you put on a tie and you stand in front of the mirror, how is the boss going to look at me? How is my friend going to look at me? How will the lawyer, will the lawyer think that I'm approachable? When I go to the doctor, will he think that I'm a chashev person and he'll be mischashev with me? In the Sheva Brachas, the chosen puts on the tie, he has one machshava. What will the kala say? On a Shabbos, the same tie, there's no world. The Kvod Shamayim, Big Day Kohuna. all through the week, when she is making fried eggs, she's making a cake. We live in America through the week, by us, the whole week is Shabbos. Cakes, candies, for the children, for my husband, for my guest, my parents are coming, the Shvigar is coming, the Shver is coming. On a Shabbos, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. You're preparing Hashem's table. You're preparing Hashem's table. Just remember that it's Shabbos. That's all. What to do? Don't do nothing. Just remember that it's Shabbos. Just realize, whose table am I preparing here? You can make the same chocolate cake. You can make the same compote, the same candy. By the way, it probably won't be the same. It probably won't be the same. The same tie that you wear. But on Shabbos, it's big day kohuna. It's for Hashem. That's all. You don't have to do anything for Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar. You have to generate Kedusha. Shabbos, just remember that it's Shabbos. And keep a private life on Shabbos. The whole world is not on Shabbos. Hashem rested. What does it mean rest? Hashem wasn't tired. Excuse the expression. Excuse the expression. I don't want to. Hashem wasn't tired. In English we call it sick and tired. That's not my world. This is my world, the world of Shabbos. And that's what happens to do on Shabbos. We're not tired on Shabbos. On Shabbos we disattach ourselves from that world. And we live with Hashem, a world of Kedusha, a world of greatness. Again, what to do? Don't do anything. Just remember that it's Shabbos. And, again, if you remember that it's Shabbos, once you live with Shabbos, what's the capacity of greatness? Just like the mashal we brought. The home, the Beis HaMikdash, can bring you an embracement with Hashem Yisbarach. There is no greatness that you can achieve, you cannot achieve through Shabbos. Ubeirachtoi mikol hayomim v'kidashtoi mikol hazmanim. And that's the paradox of Shabbos. Without appreciation of Shabbos, Shabbos will be the emptiest day. Like a mashal of a bayis, a home. If the chos and kala don't like each other, if they're angry with each other, kolshken, if they don't know that each other exists, if the chosn doesn't know the kala's in the house, bichlau, they'll be together for 25 years. Absolutely nothing. And many of us spent hundreds of Shabbosim with our Hashem Yisbarach. And we say, boyichala, 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 boyichala. It's like a lot of things we say, we don't know what we're saying. And we don't know on whose house we are living, what greatness we are experiencing, what closeness we are able to get, and therefore Shabbos after Shabbos, Shabbos after Shabbos, emptiness. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Know who, in whose home you're living. Know who's your partner. Know why are you, what does it mean, Big Day Kahuna? Know, realize, look like me, quite whom are you lighting these candles? Whose table are you spreading? For whom are you cooking? On whom do you want to make an impression with your new dress or with your new tie? Remember that it's Shabbos. Shomer, don't disturb the Shabbos. Don't bring that the Savata newspaper into the house on Shabbos. Don't talk that stupid politics on Shabbos. Everything Shabbos is Allah, you're greater. The Yoshua Kisei Kvoido, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't destroy the Shabbos. And everything will happen by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And there is endless, endless greatness, endless love, endless dveikus. And everything will come from Shabbos. Me'ein HaBrachos. It's a fountain of brachos. And as I had mentioned, never was Shabbos as important as in our generation. Now let me put it in another word. I think many of us are familiar with an expression, Talmud Chochem Bebechinas Shabbos. It's an expression which is not only an expression, it's a chazal. It says in the Zohar. Chazal tell us, our sages in the Zohar Kodesh tell us, Talmud Chochem is Shabbos. Now what does this mean? And with our explanation, it's as simple as anything. Now let me just explain what it meant to people in actual life. When a Talmud Chochem today, everything, the communication and transportation is so advanced that it doesn't mean anything to us. But in those days when a little shtetl in a little town, when a great person used to come once in years, a Godel Hador, everyone would go to greet him with big day Shabbos. And the Zohar says, Talmud Chochem b'chinas Shabbos. Talmud Chochem b'chinas Shabbos. What does this mean? Now, for instance, it doesn't mean that they used to greet him with the most beautiful clothes. If a fellow over there in that shtetl happened to have a new hat, he bought himself a new hat, and on Shabbos he wore a shtreimel. A shtreimel is something very expensive. He had an old battered out shtreimel that he had from his great grandfather. He had an old shtreimel, and he has a new hat. And the Talmud Chochem is coming to visit. How will he greet him? With his new approachable hat or with his old shtreimel? And the minig, the custom was with the old shtreimel. Why? Because the Talmud Chochem is not only to greet him with beautiful clothes, but b'chinas Shabbos, with Shabbos-tike clothes. Now, what is exactly the connection between a Talmud Chochem and Shabbos? Now, I think, and I believe, that everyone in this audience, and on both sides of the Mechitza, that we're advanced enough to know, a Talmud Chochem is not measured by how many black Gemara he knows by heart. A Talmud Chochem is not measured by how many hours he dedicates himself to learning. A Talmud Chochem is measured by the measure of his dedication. A person, how should I say it? You know, sometimes when little children talk between themselves, sometimes it leaves an impression. I remember when I was a child, I must have been around 10 years old, and I heard an expression from a friend of mine. And I passed 45, I don't want to say how much. And it's an expression that I can't forget. The Gemara says, when the person comes to the future world, who's going to give witness? And the Gemara says, the walls, kireis, beis, will give witness. I can't argue on the Gemara, chas v'shalom, but I have a feeling that our children are going to give witness. Our beibalach. I remember when I was 10 years old, I had a friend, Zayn Gesund. He's today my age, and his father, Zayn Gesund. I remember he told me, he says, my kleine brother, my little brother, 5 years old, says to his mommy, he says, mommy, you know, a little child goes to cheder and knows that Hashem talks to a Novi, to Yishayo a Novi, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Avraham Avinu. And he says, he told me, and I said, you know, Stami was telling, he says, my little brother says to mommy, mommy, why doesn't Hashem talk to Tati? He learns whenever he has time. Oh, if my child would say that about me. What a witness. That's a real Talmud Chochem. That's a real Talmud Chochem. The gentleman I'm talking about, I don't want to mention his name in public. Many of you know him. He's an elderly person today. He was a diamond cutter. Probably still is. A balabos. He went out in the morning and worked hard and learned whenever he had time. That's a Talmud Chochem. That's a Talmud Chochem. Chazal tell us, Talmud Chochem, the b'chinas Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a disattachment from the physical world to live with Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. And that's what Talmud Chochem is. A Talmud Chochem is, if your home is a Beis HaMikdash, if your home is a Beis HaMikdash once a week, then you're a Yid. If I walk into your home and I see, and it's very interesting, if you'd walk into the Beis HaMikdash, what would you see? I often wondered, you know, why weren't there cameras in those days? And I say to myself, could you imagine a picture of the Beis HaMikdash? What would it tell you? Imagine a photograph of Beis HaMikdash. What would you see? You'd see Kohanim running around. The Gemara says in the Korban Pesach, they were up to their knees with the blood of the Korbanos. What would you see? You wouldn't see anything in the physical. But it's Kedusha. It's the home of Hashem. So when you walk into a Yiddish home, and you walk on Tuesday morning, and you see the Bible is making a kegel, and you walk Friday morning, and she's making a kegel, what's the difference between this kegel and this kegel? And what's the difference if you walk into whatchamacallit, upstate, and you see a shlachtois, and you see a sheikhet slaughtering a behemoth? Or if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you see a sheikh slaughtering a behemoth, it's a difference. A karmah doesn't know the difference, but we know the difference. This is a yid wants to eat flesh. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos V'Tzvonu Al HaShechit. And here we know that Malochim and Srofim Oifani HaKodesh don't go into the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol Odom lo yihe bo'ayel mo'ed. Afilo oysom shepneim kepnei Odom. Chayos HaKodesh can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash because of the Kedusha. With our physical eyes, we don't see the difference. But that's why we have minds, we have feelings, we have appreciations, we're Jewish people. And the same thing, the same kegel of Din Stick on Tuesday or Erev Shabbos, the same tie, the same dress, the same ice cream, the same ice cream. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash. But again, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Appreciate that it's Shabbos. This afternoon, you're still in front of the fixing up your tie, fixing up your hat. It's Big Day Kohuna. It's Big Day Kohuna. It's Big Day Kohuna. And therefore, a Yid, once a week, he lives with Hashem. A Talmud Chochem is someone who 7 days a week, his home is a Beis HaMikdash. Because Torah, that Hashem, Torah is Hashem closeness. We don't have to wait for Shabbos. We don't need Shabbos Kodesh. We have a Torah. And Chazal tell us when a Yitzhak learns Torah, this is an attachment, this is a closeness, this is a kiss, this is an embracement of Hashem Yisbarach. Talmud Chochem is always Shabbos. Talmud Chochem is Shabbos. But it needs privacy. In a week from this Sunday, we'll be sitting on the floor, be crying. Where's Beis HaMikdash? I never saw Beis HaMikdash. I swear, I don't want to swear to you. I could swear to you. There was no newsstand in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no newspapers in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no radio in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's home. When a Chos and Kala come together, could you imagine Chos and Kala coming together in the Yichud Shtibel, and everyone's outside, even the photographer can't walk in, could you imagine? And the chazan takes out a newspaper. Shaita! You want to read the paper, but not now. Not now! Not now! It's Shabbos! It's Shabbos! It's Shabbos Kodesh! Yom Chemdosoi. The day of his love, the day of his embracement with Hashem Yisbaruch Hu, Am Yisrael. It's Shabbos. To take out a paper on Shabbos. To open a book on Shabbos. To talk Dvarim B'Teilim is just plain stupidity on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Beis HaMikdash. A bias. A Yichud Shtibul. That's what it is. It's a home, it's a home, it's a room of privacy. No guy can walk into our privacy of Shabbos. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, Pesach, jolly, enjoy it. Enjoy it, it's all yours. The Rambam says that you can give the guy the tzitzis, the tefillin, everything you can have. But not Shabbos. Shabbos is a privacy. When Shabbos comes in, what do we say? The minig. The first words. Yishokeinim in Ishika Ispihu. That's what Shabbos is. And the same is true of Talmud Chochem. If you want to dedicate your life to Hashem Yisbarach, and you want to be considered a Talmud Chochem, it doesn't make a difference how many Blatt Gemara you learn, how smart you are, how dedicated you are, and how Shabbistic you are, how much privacy there is between you and Hashem, what the connection is between you and Hashem. And it's both sides of the mechitzas. This side is the same thing for the women. A Talmud Chochem, you have to know Dafka Blat Gemara. Talmud Chochem is Shabbos. That's what Talmud Chochem is, Shabbos. Shabbos is an attachment, it's an embrace, it's a privacy, it's a shaychis, it's a beis hamikdash, it's a bias. And when Shabbos comes in, we say, first aleinu, sukkah shleimecha. It's an embracement, it's a canopy, it's a sukkah of shalom. Ashrei, who is embraced in the embracement of Shabbos. And with this I conclude, never was Shabbos as important as in our generation. Because never was so much intrusion, was it so hard to find privacy with Hashem. Today, between us and the Gemara, we have so much in mind. We have so much. The communication is so, so advanced. We have the whole world we have. We live in the whole world. Talmud Chochem b'chinas Shabbos. If you want to be Talmud Chochem, be Shabbistic in our generation more than any other time. And especially Shabbos, at least in Shabbos itself. Zochor v'siyoyim ha-Shabbos l'kadeshoy. What does it mean l'kadeshoy? Hareyat mekudeshes li. And the Gemara says mekudesh means kodesh. What does it mean kodesh? Kodesh means you are especially mine. Hareyat mekudeshes li, Shabbos is kedusha. And if someone is zeichet to Shabbos, uverachtem mekol hayomim, v'kidashtem mekol hazmanim, from this greatness, it will explode. It will just bubble over. A mayan of brachos for the whole week, for the whole year. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. B'shem zeichet to Shabbos.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avraham Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mendel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyus neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the aliyus neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim Ashalom. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.